Hey, welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and today we are talking about cats.
I feel like this has been building for a while.
It has. It genuinely has. Because I have had a week, Dave. A week.
Oh, no.
So, my daughter's cat, his name is Biscuit, and I will say up front, I never wanted this cat. Biscuit has decided that every night, at exactly 2 a.m, he needs to knock something off the kitchen counter.
Every night?
Every single night. Last Tuesday, it was my keys. Wednesday, full glass of water. Just gone. On the floor.
I mean, why though? Like, what is the goal?
There is no goal. That's the thing. He looks at an object, he makes eye contact with me, and then he slowly pushes it off.
The eye contact is what gets me. He knows exactly what he's doing. See, this is why I don't understand cats. A dog would look at that glass and think, "That's not mine." A cat looks at it and thinks, "This could be on the floor."
That is the exact cat mindset right there.
Okay, so my sister's cat ate my nephew's science project.
No.
I kid you not. It was a model of the solar system. He'd been working on it for 2 weeks. The cat just... planets. Gone.
All of them? Quick word from our sponsor, Red Heat Tavern. Bold American food, family-friendly, right in Bedford, Massachusetts. Even the picky eaters will find something. Great spot. Highly recommend. Find them at 173 Great Road, Bedford, MA. Tell them Dad Pete sent you. Now back to the show.
Mercury through Neptune. Just consumed.
What did he hand in?
He printed out a photo of outer space, wrote, "The cat ate my planets," across the top, and got a B+.
A B+?
Teacher said it showed creative problem solving.
I mean, she's not wrong. That kid is going to be fine in life. Okay, last one. And this one I witnessed with my own eyes.
Uh-oh.
My son, I don't know where he got this idea. My son decided the cat needed a bath.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
I was out in the garage, right? And I hear this sound. I can only describe it as somewhere between a fire alarm and a very angry trumpet.
Oh, no.
I run in. My son is completely soaking wet. The cat is somehow on top of the refrigerator, and there is shampoo, Dave, on the ceiling.
The ceiling?
The ceiling. I genuinely do not understand the physics of how that happened.
And let me guess, the cat is totally dry.
Bone dry. Just sitting up there, staring at us.
That is the most cat thing I have ever heard. Complete chaos, zero involvement, maximum judgment.
Exactly. He did not even get damp.
Peak cat.
All right, that is the Cat Chronicles. If you have a cat story, and I know you do, find us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And we will see you next week.